Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Friends with Friends. My name is P. Allison.
And my name...
I forgot to introduce you.
You did a long dramatic pause and I thought,
yeah. Oh,
he's not going to introduce me, so I'll jump in. And then, I mean, it's been 2 weeks since we've done this together, but it's still not gotten any better, has it, at the start of the show?
Yeah, I know. I lost what amount of flow that we had that's gone. This is Dave Cribb.
Hello. What a smooth introduction.
Very, very smooth. So this is where we take a random episode of Friends and we discuss it at length. But I wasn't here last week. Apologies for my absence, Dave.
It's all right. Did you listen to the episode that you weren't in?
I did. Thank you for editing me in.
I really enjoyed it when you sang A Crusty Old Man Said I'll Do What I Can apropos of nothing. It took me, I'd say, 3 hours to find that clip. I remembered you doing it, but I couldn't remember where or in which episode, and I was really determined to get it in. So
it was worth your efforts.
Yeah, thank you very much. So this is episode 11 of Friends with Friends, which is we're really hurtling towards the momentum now. Shall we meet today's friend, Pete?
Let's. This is Kat Spencer.
Hey.
Hi, Kat. Kat is a radio producer. She has, as all our guests do, picked an episode of Friends, which is it your favourite episode, is that fair to say?
It's not my favourite episode, but it's up there.
Okay, well, the first one you thought of.
It is the first one I thought of, yes.
Okay. Would you like to reveal which episode it is?
It is the one with the rumour.
The one with the rumour. Now, with that kind of ambiguous title, I'm not entirely sure whether people will know what episode that is. Dave, am I right?
It's one of those ones that takes you a minute to click and try and remember what it is, because it's quite a small part of... if you were saying, how would you describe that episode? You'd probably call it the one with Brad Pitt.
Yeah. It's the one with Brad Pitt.
Yeah. Or the one where Joe eats the big turtle.
Right.
The big turkey,
exactly. Yeah. But the one with the rumour is season 8, episode 9. Shall I do the little synopsis before we kick off?
Yes, please do. Yeah.
So this is the one with the rumour. Monica invites a high school friend, Will, Brad Pitt, to her Thanksgiving dinner. Rachel finds out that Will, in brackets, who was a loser like Ross in high school and is now a gorgeous guy, close brackets, and Ross both started a rumour about Rachel having both male and female reproductive parts during their senior year of high school. Joey tries to eat an entire turkey because he's a Tribbiani, and Chandler and Phoebe avoid helping Monica by sitting on the couch and watching a game.
See, there, immediately it's really obvious which characters are not at the forefront of this episode. Barely worth mentioning, but nice to know what they're up to at least. Kat, why have you picked this episode? What is it that stood out for you?
So I just think it's really funny, and I think it's because they're at that stage of their life where they're adulting,
yeah.
They're having a baby, there's secrets to come out with, obviously Brad Pitt's character doesn't know that she's having a baby.
Yeah, of course.
And I really like it because I really like that Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston were married.
Well,
when
the thing is, like, at the time, the fact that Brad Pitt was on screen with Jennifer Aniston
would
have been
deal.
Absolutely huge.
Yeah. Like, you just have to listen to the scream as they open the door and he comes in and it's like, what is going on?
Yeah, that was literally the first thing I wrote down was that I reckon that's the biggest scream of any guest star in like all of 10 seasons of Friends.
He was peak sort of like, he's obviously still a huge superstar, but probably at the peak of his sort of like tabloidiness at the time.
Yeah,
as well.
And he's not pulling off some ridiculous hairstyle. He
exactly.
actually looks
although he does have highlights.
Normal.
Do you notice his highlights? Very
yeah,
of the time highlights.
Very of the time. But so does Jennifer Aniston. She's
that's true.
The highlights.
Yeah, that's true. Queen of the highlights.
Yeah.
So. But this is the other thing about watching it back, isn't it? So at the time, Brad and Jen were obviously married. So the idea that Brad Pitt would hate Jennifer Aniston's character is hilarious.
Yeah,
and we can all laugh at it. Oh, how we laugh.
Thing, yeah.
They love each other in real life and they hate each other on screen. Ha ha ha. Watching it back now, not so funny, is it?
Little
it's
bit more
changed.
True to life, yeah.
But here's the interesting thing I discovered whilst researching this episode, guys. You'd think, wouldn't you, that Brad Pitt was probably just in Friends because maybe, you know, Jennifer Aniston asked him to be a part of it, or he wanted to get in on this series that his wife was doing, spend some time on set, you know, hang out together. Turns out, in an interview, he admitted he mainly appeared to promote his 2001 film, Spy Game.
Really?
His 2001 film? What?
I don't. Yeah, I've literally never heard of that film.
Spy Game, starring Brad Pitt and Robert Redford, a film that none of us can remember, but was apparently the only reason Brad Pitt actually appeared on Friends.
Poor Jen.
Not actually doing anything nice for his wife, just being quite cynical and going on it to promote.
May their relationship
leeching off Jennifer Aniston. That's what he's doing.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's the thing. I mean, even if that is the real reason he went on it and he'd admitted that to her in private, maybe just in public, Brad'd be like, oh yeah, I just wanted to be in a series with my wife. Maybe just keep the facade that we all assumed was the real reason and not just go, no, I would like it to be made very clear that I only did this because I had an upcoming film being released later in the year.
It's also interesting that he chose to promote that film by playing an entirely different character in an entirely different sort of show.
That clearly did nothing for his film.
Yeah, like there is no other correlation other than the fact that he was in it at a similar time. See, the one thing about Brad Pitt in this, and I did actually text Dave while I was watching this episode to make this point. Brad Pitt, his acting in this episode is so bad.
Yeah, he is not good.
Yeah, it's not good.
There is some really hammy delivering of some lines. Like it's like he's an inexperienced actor. It's like he's like a sportsman who's making a cameo or something.
Yeah, and he doesn't know how to actually do it.
Yeah, it's really odd. It's really
maybe
strange.
It's because he's never been a fat guy, so playing a former fat guy is difficult to him.
Yeah, that's true, perhaps.
There's a couple of lines that like really stand out for me. Like when he goes like, typical. And then he goes, little Rachel doing whatever she wants in a little Rachel land.
Oh, and he does and that little hair thing.
Yeah.
He's like,
there's the little hair flick. And it's so badly delivered. Like, and you can only assume that was like take 10 and they've gone, that is as good as we're going to get that.
Yeah.
It's like Joey, because Joey like responds to that. He's like, who's this guy? Yeah. It's like, who is this guy? Get some better acting skills.
Yeah. Imagine that. That line actually wasn't in the script. That's just Matt LeBlanc going, who the hell is this?
Why are you here? Yeah.
But yeah, he's not very, I mean, he's not a good comedy actor, it turns out. There was a couple of things I read. One review said he was the worst guest star in any sitcom ever or something like
wow.
that. But here's the thing, guys. Brad Pitt was nominated for a Primetime Emmy for his appearance in this episode.
Was he really?
Best guest star in a sitcom that year, which I can just only assume he was the only guest star in a sitcom that year.
Yeah.
Or one of five.
Yeah, a bad crop that year. It must have been. But the other thing is that his character in this, like, he's really central to it in the first half of this episode because it's obviously the big moment of him arriving and then the whole thing about he and Rachel stood on opposite sides of the kitchen and Rachel thinks he's smouldering. There's some funny stuff there.
Yeah.
And then it gets to about halfway through the episode and the episode becomes about Rachel and Ross and Brad Pitt's character Will just chips in with the odd line here or there being a little bit cringy and he's not really in the second half of that episode.
Yeah, he makes some quite like inappropriate comments as well when he's like, so you knocked her up, but you're not going to marry her.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Hang on a minute.
Yeah, but he goes for the high five and everybody rejects his high five.
Except
don't they?
Phoebe gives him a hug. So it's like, yeah, okay, Brad Pitt's fit. We get that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really want to hammer home that, don't they? Like,
yeah.
Brad Pitt is hot and we've got him on our show. So let's really just, because like, Chandler makes a joke about that earlier on, doesn't he? He says,
oh, yeah,
I
like,
don't
want
to stand
here.
Next to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Ross says hot stuff, which is a really funny David Schwimmer line. Yeah. You look amazing. Hot stuff.
Yeah.
But like, that's three times in an episode at least And when Phoebe first meets him, she like mouths wow, doesn't she?
Yeah,
like, so they're,
yeah,
they're really just going, this guy is, I mean, maybe they are just drawing attention away from the fact that he's not very good at acting.
Yeah.
So it's like, this guy looks good. He is physically attractive.
There's this strange parallel as well between what Monica says about how Brad Pitt's character used to be massively overweight, but you should see him these days. Like, now he's really hot.
Mm.
And that's basically the same as Monica, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because he used to be really overweight and has now lost a lot. But there's this strange kind of fat, no good, slim, great, we should give him loads of applause.
Right.
But there's like, it's something that I feel like Friends, a TV show might not get away with making such a big thing of being overweight these days. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think that's like an inherent problem in all of that, isn't it? The fat shaming in Friends and like the whole fat Monica thing. It's just implied that fat is no good.
Yeah,
you are not attractive
bad,
when fat.
Slim
yeah.
good.
And good job, you look slim now. But here's the thing. It turns out the fat shaming is obviously a minor problem in this episode, because this episode, I mean, as you would expect watching it, really riled up the intersex community, because the whole joke is the hermaphrodite cheerleader from Long Island is like, again, looking back on that, what a really poor judgment call to make that the whole, like, you know, oh, you were the most popular girl in school, even though you had two sets of genitals.
Yeah, like saying it's a bad thing. Yeah.
Yeah, so it really obviously riled up the intersex community. They wrote letters to NBC. There was a whole hoo-ha about it, obviously, because they were just making a whole mockery of this thing that happens to people all over the world.
Mm. It's also like, of all the rumors you could have chosen to make up about Rachel, it's like the most problematic one they probably could have picked.
Yeah.
Right. And that's the interesting thing, is that, like, I guess if you were going to try and argue in their defense, it might be a very plausible rumor that some immature people in high school might make up. But, I mean, they could have literally made up anything in the whole entire world. It didn't come on any of their radars, like, in the whole production process, that might be a little insensitive.
The one thing I did think, was there some sort of ridiculous rumor that went around your high school? Because, like, while it wasn't about someone having both sets of genitals, there absolutely was like an absolutely ridiculous rumor about someone in our year that went round and everyone was convinced was true.
What was it?
I don't know if I could say it on a podcast. There was a rumor that one girl in our year had used dog food to encourage her dog to do something.
My school.
See, that's what I mean. Like, there is some sort of mad rumor in every year group at school, I think.
Yeah, that's true, actually. I mean, that rumor didn't go around my school.
It was about you, Dave.
You didn't hear the rumor.
Well, I mean, to be fair, if I didn't hear the rumor, then that's fine. They can all think what they like, and I will use this podcast now to set the record finally straight.
Bug the myth.
I never had a dog.
So at the start of this episode, it's kind of set up that Monica is going to be hosting Thanksgiving dinner, something that she does numerous times, I think, over the course of... In fact, it happens so often that I was like, oh, which time that Monica does Thanksgiving dinner is this? Are they going to get their heads trapped in the door? Oh, no, that's another year.
Right, yeah.
So she says that she's not going to cook turkey this year, and they all react very strongly to the idea of her changing the tradition. That happens in my family as well. There was an infamous moment when my mum decided to change her well-loved fish pie recipe once she started putting salmon in it. And I couldn't stand the change. I refused to accept such change.
What happened? Did she go back to the original recipe? Or
absolutely. Yeah, I got my way. She reverted back to her original recipe.
Did you try the salmon, though?
I did, but I was
like
so
insistent.
It was probably very nice, but I was so insistent that I wasn't happy with the change that I just thought, you know what, I'm not having this. So basically what I'm saying is, when it comes to food in this respect, I am Joey Tribbiani.
You may not be great world leaders.
Yeah.
Or big thinkers.
Yeah.
But we can eat!
That's me. Yeah, I mean, I couldn't eat a whole turkey, but still.
No, it's impressive. It actually makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable when he's eating it, because obviously he hasn't eaten the whole turkey.
Yeah.
But he looks physically unwell, and it's very well done.
The sweats.
Yeah. And the thought of eating a whole turkey, because that is a big turkey.
I love the thing about his elasticated trousers as well, and wearing the maternity pants. That's a really nice way that the maternity pants mentioned earlier in the episode come back as well.
But the thing about the turkey, so Monica goes, I'm not going to make turkey this year. Then she lists off this whole list of reasons why she's not going to make it. And, you know, Phoebe doesn't eat meat. Chandler's not going to eat Thanksgiving food. And Will is on a diet or something. So yeah. She's like, I'm not going
to
make turkey.
Rachel's like having an aversion to like poultry.
Yeah.
Right. But the thing is, Rachel is actually the only one that's different. So normally we're led to believe she cooks a turkey for the six of them every year. Chandler was never going to eat it because it's Thanksgiving food. Phoebe's always a vegetarian. Will, I presume, isn't usually there.
Yeah.
So all she's really saying is Rachel can't eat poultry, so I'm not going to cook a turkey. And then in the end, she ends up placing a giant turkey and a chicken on the table with a pregnant woman who's apparently having a violent aversion to poultry. So it's not a great call from Monica.
The thing I was going to say about Joey, like, Joey is seemingly the only one that wants turkey, and he gets one, like, an absolutely huge one. Chandler is the only one having a chicken, and it's absolutely tiny. It's like, manage your bird sizes better, Monica.
But what's everyone else eating? Like, no other food is mentioned apart from yams.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what a yam is.
No, I literally have written down, what are yams?
Yeah, so should we revert to Google?
Are they sweet potatoes?
Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah, so that's what I'm thinking.
Immediately, when I've Googled yams, the first thing to come up is, what's the difference between yams and sweet potatoes? One of the first lines in this article is, would you be surprised if I told you that all those times you thought you were eating yams, you were likely eating a sweet potato, and that you've probably never actually had a true yam?
But what is a true yam? Well, that doesn't tell us.
The photo of the yam on this article is, it's like a pinky purpley colour.
Hey.
But what they get served up on the episode Friends
is orange
and is, I'm pretty sure, just a sweet potato.
Yeah, and it kind of looks a bit like sweet potato mash.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what I thought it was. So I was live texting Dave as I was watching this episode, and it was like, I think yams are sweet potatoes, but I'm not sure. And he said, save it, Pete. Save it and we'll Google it.
But while we're talking, this is the second time you mentioned that you were texting me earlier today, and I'd just like to flag up something else that you texted me earlier. So you said, what are yams? Are they sweet potatoes? And I said, I have no idea. Let's save it and talk about it on the podcast. And then you said, this episode's quite good, despite Brad Pitt's acting being quite shit. And we talked about that for a second. And then 4 minutes later, you texted me saying, he really perked up while we were out walking.
Yeah, so this is a habit I have a lot recently. I'm still getting to grips with my new phone, and I keep accidentally texting the wrong people. So what I sent Dave there was a text that was supposed to go to my boyfriend about my dog and how my dog had perked up when we took him walking. But instead, that got sent to Dave while I was watching an episode of Friends amid my friend's commentary. So it made absolutely no sense. There are worse things I could have accidentally texted you, but yeah, that's what came out. So back to the yams. Yeah, I think they are quite like sweet potatoes, but then there's different types of yams. Like something called a purple yam has just come up, and it's basically like a sweet potato, but purple. So I don't know. It's basically quite potato-y.
So it's unanswered.
It's not similar. It's supposedly, it is not the same as a sweet potato, but what they're eating on Friends looks like what Google claims is a sweet potato and not a yam. Mm. So I say script inaccuracies.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right.
The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Right, so we find out about the rumor, we find out about the I Hate Rachel Club, right? And then Ross makes this impassioned plea, oh, it's only because I loved you.
Yeah.
And they sort of make it all up. And then we find out, and this is the weird thing, why is this called the one about the rumor when there's 2 rumors in it?
So the other rumor is about Ross, isn't it?
Yeah, that he made out with a 50-year-old librarian.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is what transpires later. And this is, like you say, the whole second half of the episode where Brad Pitt just kind of sits on a couch for 15 minutes.
Yeah, just sits quietly.
And occasionally makes a really problematic comment and then just goes quiet again. So the rumor, which turns out to be true, is that Ross made out with a 50-year-old librarian. But then, basically, the weird thing about watching that is that happens at like 19, 20 minutes in. And then the next 2 minutes, they really just wrap it up very quickly. Like, Ross quickly goes, oh, I'm back in the club. Phoebe goes, oh, I'm in the club. I never went to high school. And then Monica goes, hey, guys, it's all fine. Rachel, you were still popular. And Ross, Rachel put you on the map. And then they all go, cool. And then Joey walks in with his pants on. And that's it. That's the end of the episode. It's really weird.
Also, there's a few moments in Friends where they rely on Joey's clothing for, like, the comedy conclusion. Like, when he wears all of Chandler's clothes.
Could I be wearing any more clothes?
Exactly, the classic line. And there's I feel like there's several occasions where Joey's clothing is like the hilarious. It's a little bit slapstick, isn't it?
But yeah, so he just comes in, eats the whole turkey, and then eats some pie. That's it. That's how that whole storyline resolves.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, Brad Pitt is no longer there. It's just like, he's just
disappeared. Yeah, so he's gone by that point.
They never say bye. He still hates Rachel, but you know what? Ross likes Rachel now, so see you later, Will.
I also love that almost all of them, like, Joey comes in and be like, who's this guy?
Yeah.
Phoebe doesn't seem to give a shit that he's arrived until she realises that he's hot.
Yeah.
If I had a group of friends around, I feel like everyone would know who was attending, and then Will just sort of appears and they're all like, okay, Monica's invited a stranger, that's fine.
Yeah, that is really strange, isn't it? And also, she hasn't told Will who's going to be there, because when he arrives, she goes, oh, by the way, I didn't mention Ross is coming.
Doesn't know. Yeah, yeah, and then, of course.
I didn't mention that Rachel Green's coming. So all she said to him is, do you want to come over to mine for Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah.
Sort of just implying it's the two of them.
And it is a little bit flirty, because like Chandler makes that comment at the start being like, I'm watching the game, but I can still hear you. And it's like, maybe he did think it was just the two of them.
Yeah, yeah, true. Yeah.
Which then when you put it in the context of like Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston, because Courtney Cox and Jennifer Aniston are like best friends.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yes.
What are the friends creators trying to do?
I also love the idea that Brad Pitt is mouthing "I hate you" from across the room,
and it looks like "I love you."
Yeah,
that's why
Rachel is struggling, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah,
but I do love the idea that Will is unable to hear what Rachel is saying and her conversation with Monica about finding him really hot when he's literally like 2 meters away.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, that whole bit is really odd.
I really hate that bit because it's really rude, because he's like breaking the little plant on the side.
Yeah, he's causing damage.
Falling
yeah.
down, and it's just like, what are you doing?
Yeah, he's filled with rage.
That is not good etiquette.
No.
That whole like conversation is really strange, because not only can he not hear what's happening like 2 meters over, they can't hear him. And also, like, they're talking about dinosaurs, aren't they? And Brad Pitt goes, oh, remember how lame we were? And then he goes, so what'd you do? And then Ross just completely ignores it. He goes,
yeah.
So how long are you in town for? And if that was a real conversation, you'd be like, what? I just asked you a question.
Yeah,
like,
he doesn't
Why have you not
it?
Answered it? Yeah. That's so, A, so rude, and B, so just weird.
I also think when Ross comes in, he looks like he's just got out of the shower in this episode.
He has weirdly, like, tousled hair.
Yeah, his
tousled.
Hair looks very...
That's a word I think I've ever used before. He looks.
Not even a word.
Yeah, he looks like he's done his hair and then gone jogging.
Yeah. And, like, come in and he looks very underdressed.
I think he looks quite, like, I think his hair looks nice in that. Like, there's always there's the ongoing joke about how much hair product
wears,
Ross uses, isn't it? But no, I think he looks quite good in this one.
I'm glad you said that, though, because I noticed, I was like, when he walked in, I thought, his hair looks mad. Like, he looks wet.
Yeah.
But maybe I've just forgotten, you know, where it sits in Friends, and maybe his hair's like that all the time. But I think that's the only episode where his hair looks
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, I feel like that is the only episode where his hair looks
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, no, I agree. He looks noticeably different.
I think it's because it's like flat down rather than like swiped to the side,
yeah.
maybe.
So it's Thanksgiving hair, guys.
It's just a special occasion hair.
Yeah.
I would just like to say there is an analogy in this episode that I have used various times.
Okay. Well, okay. Dave often says pretty much about every episode, oh, I say that on like a weekly basis.
I mean, I take lines out of friends all the time and hope that people don't pick up on it.
Which is your one then?
When Joey comes in with his packet of crisps and Monica's like, why are you eating? And he's like, let me tell you how the human body works. You've got to warm up your stomach. And I do that so often. I'm like, you've got to warm up your stomach. And then I'm like, I'm okay having a big meal. And then when it obviously has the pudding,
he struggles,
like, you know.
Yeah, he applies his own dietary logic to
it.
Doesn't
he? It's all about biology.
Is it nearly time for quiz?
Well, that brings us quite nicely onto the quiz, doesn't it, Pete?
It does. I think you may have just answered one of those questions already. Well done, Kat. Yeah. I think you're on for at least 1 point here.
Good, because I actually wrote down the flavour of the crisps as well.
Oh, did you? That's very specific. That level of detail wasn't even in the question.
You obviously can't see this, Dave, but I've got 3 pages worth of notes.
Do you know what? I don't know how many notes the people that we've had on previously have had, but I think Kat's will take some beating, Dave.
I have 52 facts in front of
me. She is flicking through a notebook, which appears... Yeah, there's a lot of writing on there.
But I wanted to win, so I was like, right, I've got to do this seriously.
I mean, if you don't get 5 out of 5 now, then your note-taking is really not efficient enough.
Can I have a minute to look through my notes when I have to
It's like a proper exam.
Yeah, I've castigated people for looking at their notes during the quiz before. You can't look down at your notes once the quiz starts.
Yeah, absolutely.
But what I would like to do is, after the quiz, go through some of your 52 facts and just hear some of them. I'm thrilled. So let's go. Question one, Pete. Do you want to kick it off?
Question one, and I think you might know this one. What is Joey eating to warm up his stomach?
Garlic and thyme crisps.
Does he say the flavour? Or
no,
can you
just pause the...
You can just say... I love it. It's not even mentioned. You've just noted it.
Yeah.
Surprises here. That one is correct. He is eating... Well, what we've written down was a large bag of chips.
Yes.
Pete, we wrote down the flavour.
Yeah, sorry. Just, of course.
Yes. All right, question two. What are Will's 2 greatest enemies?
Oh...
He says that he has 2 great enemies in life.
Carbs and...
Ooh.
There's a word you're missing from before carbs.
Big carbs?
Yeah, his greatest enemy is big carbs. Yeah.
No, it's...
What word do people put before carbohydrates?
Salted?
Oh, I'm afraid got the point there, Kat.
Oh, no, because I'm going to...
What's his other enemy?
Rachel Green,
of course it is.
Oh, and
you can have half a point there.
No. Oh, what does he say? I'm going to kick myself.
Dave, the answer
is Rachel Green and complex carbohydrates.
Oh, you know what? I think I wrote that down as well.
Can't look at your notes in an exam, Kat.
We'll give you half a point because you got Rachel Green.
Okay, thanks.
Who is playing in the football game that Chandler's watching?
OB, Orange Bay.
You got the wrong colour.
No. Detroit is playing.
Detroit are playing, yeah.
Detroit is playing.
It's not Orange Bay.
It's a different coloured bay.
Have you made an error in your notes?
I just wrote OB. Thinking I would know what that meant.
I'm afraid you've got another half a point there because it's not Orange Bay.
Oh, no.
Phoebe references this twice as well.
The mermen.
Yeah, you've got a more... Green Bay.
Green Bay.
Yeah, but it doesn't... This was another one of my points. It doesn't... It says OB on the thing. It doesn't say GB.
What, on the screen?
Yeah.
Is there a chance that the O just looks a bit like the G just looks a bit like an O?
Very possibly. Green Bay. I knew it was Green Bay, but that's why I was like, no, it's not Green Bay.
I mean, I would love to give you the Green Bay half a point for the attention that you have given to clearly stopping and pausing your friend's viewing to take extensive notes.
I did.
I'm not sure there is an Orange Bay in America, and I'm pretty much not sure that there's an Orange Bay football team. So I think it's probably more likely that it's just you've misread GB. Is that
maybe?
Are we saying that's probably fair?
Very possibly, but you hadn't told me the answer and I answered first.
I go for half a point. I say you're on 2 points there out of 3 questions, which is still fine, Kat.
Okay.
Don't worry.
That's fine.
Question 4. How much does the turkey weigh?
Oh, how much does the turkey weigh? Is it 8 pounds?
8 pounds, he's saying. Dave?
Is that your final answer?
No.
For the record, Kat is consulting her notes.
I'm looking
quite
at my notes.
Frantically consulting her notes.
I'm trying to find the order in which things happen. Because That is definitely something I would write down.
I'm afraid it's incorrect.
It is incorrect. The answer is £19.
Oh, yeah, because then he goes, it's like me when I was born.
Yeah.
Damn it. I know the moment.
Now, that is obviously an extremely heavy baby.
Yeah, I know.
A conversation that Kat and I had very recently, Dave. Dave, how much did you weigh when you were born?
Are you saying this because you know how much I weighed when I was born, or are you just asking out of interest?
No, I'm saying this because
Pete wants to beat you.
Because I've never encountered anyone who weighed more as a baby than I did.
I'm going to ask you to go first, actually, Pete, because I think I will beat you.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. How much did you weigh?
I weighed 10.2.
I weighed, Pete, 11.8.
You were a heavy baby.
Yep, I was.
Were you like 3 months old?
I was a massive baby. Yeah.
I mean, you are literally the first person I've ever.
You were both really heavy.
Dave, you've taken like my favorite thing about like that's my favorite thing about myself is how heavy I was when I was born, and you've beaten me.
Oh, I'm sorry, mate. But then I am much bigger than you now.
That's like, true. It makes sense. That's true.
But yeah, no, terrible. I mean, my poor mother's only 5'6", so like,
my God,
must have been an absolute shit show from start to finish.
She
traumatic experience.
She gave birth to a toddler. Kat, how much did you weigh?
I was 7'5".
Yeah, okay, regular
I
baby.
I was normal size baby. I also just found in my notes number 33. Turkey is £19.
There you go. You haven't revised well enough. Dave, I'm still in awe of your baby weight.
I know, mate. Well, do you know what? When you said that, I was slightly worried that you were going to beat me because of the confidence with which you said that. But I've literally never met anyone that's even come close. I don't think I've ever met anyone that's in the sort of 11-pound range before.
I've never heard of a baby weigh, like, other than when you like see it on articles online, like, you won't believe the weight of this baby.
When you see it on some sort of freak show television,
yeah, like
program,
baby
or
weight
articles.
Clickbait. That's where you just hit. Wow. Okay, yeah, we've digressed a little bit, but I absolutely think it was worth it for that reveal.
It's fine. It's given me time to revise my answers.
I tell you what, though, Pete, as a podcast hosting duo, I reckon we're going to be hard to top.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, no one's going to have a combined weight of more than us in the podcasting world.
What a USP that is. Right, final question. What is the name of the 50-year-old librarian that Ross made out with at high school?
Anita.
Do you know what? That was actually the bonus answer, because we were going to go for the teacher name, but you've given her actual first name, therefore...
Mrs. Altman.
Yeah, Mrs. Altman, and Anita is her first
Anita.
Name.
Do I get an extra coin?
I think she does, doesn't she? Dave, you've written on the questions bonus, so do we give her an extra half?
So I got 5.
We'll give her an extra half because, I mean, the scoring system of this quiz has never been set in stone.
I've absolutely no idea what score you're on, to be honest.
I think that's a solid 3.5 out of 5, Kat.
I can take that.
You should be proud of that.
Yeah,
admirable.
I'm just annoyed that the £19 is in front of me and I didn't say it.
And you ignored it.
Gutted.
Oh, wow.
What are some of your other 52 facts that you've written down?
So I wrote down...
By the way, a note to future guests on this podcast, this is the level of preparation that we expect. Well, actually, Kat may have gone a little bit too far, but still.
But Friends is my obsession. I'm not scared to...
Well, you're doing your obsession justice with those notes.
What did I write down? Wrote down the name of Monica's imaginary boyfriend. It's called Jared.
Ooh. I wouldn't have remembered that.
I went from like... stuff like that to Phoebe with had blue pom-poms in her hair.
that's the sort of thing that, you know, Dave would try and we would try and like trick someone with, not trick someone with. We don't trick people here, we're all friends.
that's usually the sort of thing where, like, if there's no real obvious questions, we have to
when we're clutching at straws, like,
we have to really go down to what they're wearing or what sort of shoes they've got on. And but
I had to phonetically write down what the name of the exchange student was.
That was exactly what I was going to ask.
I wrote down Takakakaiket.
Takakakaiket.
But he says it so quickly. It's like Takakakaiket the night he went back to Thailand.
You've just written what it sounds like. It's fine. You've written phonetically. Takakakaiket. Well, I think you've done yourself proud there, Kat. I think you've got yourself a good score.
Thanks for having me.
And so another episode of Friends with Friends draws to a close.
Thanks for being on our podcast, Kat Spencer. It's been an absolute pleasure.
It has been my pleasure.
And we'll be back next week with another friend and another episode of Friends, and therefore another episode of Friends with Friends.
Friends. Hello, we're still here.
Hi.
Gonna just tell you about next week's episode, which is another one of those. I've just had to look it up because I know in my head which one it is, but kind of like this one, the one with the room. It's like, the name of it is not what you think of.
Okay.
When you think. So let me tell you, Pete, this episode is called The One with the Embryos.
Oh, yeah. I have no idea. Yeah. Well, I know that's to do with Phoebe's embryos, but I can't remember the other parts of that plot at all.
Right. And the main bit of that is obviously the one with the game, with the actual lightning round.
The actual lightning round.
Yes, where they do the apartment swap with the game. And that is, I mean, it's nothing to do with embryos, is it at all?
No, not at all.
But never mind. That is your research, dear listener, for next week. See you then.